President Trump's immigration ban will remain on hold as a three-judge panel unanimously denied the federal government's appeal to reinstate parts of the executive order barring immigrants and refugees from seven predominantly Muslim countries from entering the U.S. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna has a reaction from Washington's Attorney General, who challenged the ban.
Attorney General Bob Ferguson is savoring the moment.
And if it was a wonderful day after Judge Robart's decision, I'm not sure what can top that, but it really is an excellent day for the rule of law.
Ferguson received his first good news last Friday after Federal District Court Judge James Robart temporarily blocked the ban. The federal government appealed, arguing the president has unreviewable authority when it comes to matters of national security. But the appeals court rejected that. Such claim, the judges wrote, runs contrary to the fundamental structure of our constitutional democracy. Within minutes of the court's ruling, the president tweeted, "See you in court. The security of our nation is at stake." To which Ferguson responded,
"We have seen him in court twice, and we're two for two."
But the case isn't about winners and losers. At the end of the day, Ferguson says it's about the constitutionality of the travel ban itself. That question will be argued in the weeks to come. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.